In this bulletin, Ukraine's president says a Russian airstrike on a hospital amounts to a war crime. Rio Tinto to terminate all commercial relationships it has with Russian businesses. And the NRL scraps automatic suspensions for players charged with a number of tackles. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a Russian airstrike on a children's hospital amounts to a war crime. At least 17 people have been injured in the southern city of Mariupol, with the city council calling the damage colossal. The council published video footage which showed burned-out buildings and a huge crater outside the hospital. The United States has condemned the attack as barbaric use of force against innocent civilians, and the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that it was depraved. Rio Tinto has announced it will terminate all commercial relationships it has with Russian businesses. The announcement raises questions about the future of Rio Tinto's Queensland aluminium business. It's 80% owned by the mining giant and 20% owned by the Russian aluminium producer Rusal. Terminating ties with Rusal may require Rio Tinto to buy out their stake in the venture. Anthony Albanese has lashed out at the government's handling of the AUKUS submarines contract, calling it the greatest disaster that Australia's seen. The Federal Opposition Leader made the comments at a Lowy Institute address aimed at explaining how the Labor Party would handle national security. Mr. Albanese says the AUKUS debacle not only damaged Australia's relationship with France, but also weakened Australia's defence capabilities.
Yeah, here we are. Nearly a decade after the Liberal Party was elected, and still no actual progress. Billions of dollars wasted on the French contract. After a production line of no less than six defence ministers in this government, and two goes at landing on a model, first in Japan, then France, we now have no contract for any submarine, and a looming submarine-shaped capability gap.
Mr. Albanese says Labor will stick with the deal if it wins the election. The New South Wales government will provide an extra $551 million in housing support for flood victims. Premier Dominic Perrottet made the announcement while speaking in the flood-devastated town of Lismore. Mr. Perrottet says housing for victims displaced by the floods is the New South Wales government's first priority.
Today, we are announcing a package that will support approximately 25,000 households. In relation to housing support. It's a $551 million package in terms of housing. The package today includes 16 weeks rental support for those people who need it. We know we have many people still in our evacuation centres. As I said, we have many people in temporary accommodation.
The package will be funded jointly by the federal and state governments. Victoria is to create Australia's first redress scheme for children who had their babies forcibly adopted. The scheme was a key recommendation of last year's parliamentary inquiry into historical forced adoption. Premier Daniel Andrews says while a model for the scheme is developed, payments of up to $10,000 will be available for mothers in exceptional circumstances.
Now, no amount of money will change what occurred in the past. No payment can take away the pain and the grief and the loss that so many women have experienced and live with every day. But part of acknowledging what occurred and part of doing all that we can to try and heal those wounds is a redress scheme.
More cash will also immediately go towards providing crisis counselling. Almost 40,000 adoptions were arranged in Victoria from 1958 to 1984. In some of those cases, mothers were sent to maternity homes with harsh conditions, forcibly restrained when they gave birth, immediately separated from newborns against their will, and pressured or coerced into signing consent forms. A fourth case of Japanese encephalitis has been confirmed in New South Wales. The infected person is a woman in her 60s who spent time in the Griffith region before she started feeling sick. She's received healthcare treatment and is now recovering at home. The state's Ministry of Health is urging residents to take precautions against mosquito bites to prevent possible infection. In sport, the NRL has scrapped automatic suspensions for players charged with a number of tackles, simplifying ban lengths. Players will no longer receive automatic bans for shoulder charges, crushes and striking. Signed off just hours before the season can begin, coaches became aware of the changes as they finalised preparations for their opening round games. Demerit points will be scrapped for a new system, with each charge now carrying a specific amount of games on the sidelines. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth very hot, partly cloudy, 39 degrees. Adelaide should be mostly sunny and 27. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 21. Similar forecast for Hobart and 21 degrees. Also partly cloudy in Canberra, a top of 23. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 21. Ditto for Sydney, 24 degrees. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns also expecting a shower or two and 33 degrees. And a shower or two in Darwin and a possible storm heading for a top of 33. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.